USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The parents of the American student who died after being released from North Korean captivity say that Kim Jong-un and his regime are responsible for the death of their son. The Warm Bears issued a statement after President Trump spoke about it at his second summit in Vietnam with Kim. The president tweeted, "I never like being misinterpreted, but especially when it comes to Otto Warmbier and his great family. Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." Striking teachers in Oakland, California have reached a deal to end a 7-day walkout. Union President Keith Brown says the settlement includes an 11% salary increase and a one-time 3% bonus on ratification.
Experienced teachers will now be able to stay in the classroom. We forced the Oakland Unified School District to invest in our teachers in Oakland.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Another candidate has entered the 2020 White House race. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The 68-year-old Inslee has represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
SpaceX is now on the verge of flying humans for the first time.
3, 2, 1. Ignition, liftoff.
The company's new Crew Dragon capsule, which was built to carry NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, has blasted off from Cape Canaveral. It doesn't have people on board yet, but a successful test flight could mean astronauts may be on board by this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
83-year-old Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is recovering from a stroke. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
His publicist says Lewis, best known for hits like Whole Lotta Shakin' and Great Balls of Fire, is expected to make a full recovery. He suffered the stroke Thursday night in Miami. He's scheduled to appear at the 50th anniversary of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April, and he also plans to record a gospel album soon. His publicist says Lewis plans to go ahead with both projects.
CNN commentator Van Jones praises conservatives at CPAC. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
CNN analyst Van Jones credited the conservative movement with galvanizing support for criminal justice reform during an appearance at CPAC.
The conservative movement in this country, unfortunately from my point of view, is now the leader on this issue of reform. My problem is I now have a conservative movement that for libertarian reasons, for Christian conservative reasons, and for fiscally conservative reasons, is actually doing a great job on what should be my issue. This is supposed to be my issue. You are stealing my issue. Take some dadgum credit for being smart. Take some dadgum credit for getting it right.
Jones has worked closely with the White House on criminal justice reform, which has drawn the ire of some folks on the left.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.